This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Following a drenching summer rain, I like to hike in the woods in search of the only edible mushroom I know how to identify. It's called chicken of the woods. It's sometimes massive, with broad streaks of orange and yellow crowning toward its edges. I found some last week on a fallen tree. I picked it, and then I rounded up a local mushroom expert to help me identify it. Linda Brynan-Sears has been a mushroom hunter for 30 years and has studied fungi for the last 20. She's the 4A chair of Eastern Penn Mushroomers. A 4A is a group trip into the woods to look for fungi. She's been hunting for mushrooms on her own these days due to social distancing. I showed her my mushroom on Zoom.
You have it. That is chicken of the woods. That is the Lytoporus cincinnatus. That is an excellent edible, and it tastes like chicken.
Wow. Well, that's great.
By the way, what you're picking there is like picking a piece of fruit. A mushroom is the reproductive organ of the fungus. That's how it creates spores and begins the process of reproducing.
I did not know that. Well, I got lucky to find the chicken of the woods about a week ago, and then also hiking around, I came across these bright orange, delicate little mushrooms that when I went online to look up the pictures, I found out they were cinnabar chanterelles, and they are very desirable, apparently really delicious, right?
Yes, they are. Those are wonderful, and they have another highly prized gourmet mushroom called the golden chanterelle. And that will be much larger and sort of a yellow-orange. Both of those are definitely highly prized edibles.
So it is the season for mushrooms, or is the entire year a season for mushrooms?
It depends. Different mushrooms come out at different times. And we foray as a club right up to the first week in December. Now, we had a very, very hot July and dry, so not much was coming up. Once Isais came through, it's insane. Yesterday, I went on a short quarter-mile walk, and I counted no less than 28 different species of boletes alone.
What did you find? Boletes?
Boletes, yes. It's a typical mushroom shape, usually very cushion-shaped on top, on the cap. Underneath, it has a spongy-like surface.
So what did the tropical storm do to our environment to make these mushrooms just go hog wild?
It added water. That's all they needed. They're very thirsty little buggers.
And they don't last very long, do they?
No, they usually don't. Some of these boletes will be gone in 2 days, some overnight. There are some of these little delicate lawn mushrooms that will be gone within hours.
What is the purpose of a mushroom in nature?
Mushrooms can be very beneficial to the environment. They help absorb nutrients, and the nutrients that the plants create are transferred back to the mushrooms. Now, that's called a mycorrhizal relationship. They have removed mushrooms and all fungi from an area to study and see what would happen, and the plants only grew at about 20 to 25% of their normal range. The other thing is, if we didn't have the mushrooms that break, saprophytic mushrooms that break things down, plants that would fall down would just stay there and not break down. Mushrooms are the only thing that can break down cellulose.
Pretty amazing. And you say the number of species in Pennsylvania alone is in the thousands.
8,000 that they've identified. I'm not counting all the ones that even our club has found that have been new species. In fact, just yesterday I sent off some samples of an agaricus that I have found back here to an expert. And he's probably going to do some DNA analysis. It might be a new species.
Will they name it after you?
Probably not, you know. They'll give me some credit somewhere in some scientific paper.
Lindus spirus fungus?
Yeah, it might happen. You never know.
Linda Brynan Sears is the 4-H chair of Eastern Penn Mushroomers, and she suggested I saute my chicken of the woods or bread it like a cutlet.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes up.